it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Yes, indeed.
Country folks can survive.
Country folks can survive. And our people will survive. And a big part of the trajectory of our survival is happening right now. This has been a tremendous week, a great weekend, a great Labor Day for Donald John Trump. And that's what we're celebrating here on this show, The Trump Phenomenon. It's a live show. We welcome your phone calls at, let me see if I've memorized it yet. Let's see, I've got it. 512-716-1603. It's a temporary number. 512-716-1603. And there are two other numbers. 512-716-1883. And then another one, the same prefix, ending in 1897. And there's much too much to cover tonight, which is good news. We can't possibly cover it. We have with us right now George, our observer in Maryland. George, thanks for being here.
Good to be here, James.
And folks, thank you so much. And I believe we will be joined by Paul Fromm. I talked with him yesterday. On Labor Day, you heard a rerun of this show, and the overworked, underpaid, undercredited staff at RBN actually got a day off. So that's wonderful. So we should be joined by Paul Fromm. I talked with him yesterday. Now, he was very eager to be on today's show. The first order of business is the sad news of the death of one of the greatest patriots of our time, Mrs. Phyllis Schlafly, who died yesterday of cancer at her home in Ladue, Missouri. And she lived with her husband for a long time in Alton, Illinois, where my family had a farm. We sold the farm, but we had a farm there in Alton, Illinois. And my mom went to a girls' college, a sort of preparatory college at Monticello College, and not too far from Alton, Illinois. But Phyllis Schlafly was a Missouri girl, a St. Louis girl, and I'm going to play a little audio of her. Two things I want to talk about, George, are the book that she has. This is astonishing. Her book was published today. The day after she died, by Regnery Publishing, and it's entitled The Conservative Case for Donald Trump. It's already a bestseller on day one on Amazon. It's already a bestseller. It's number 69 in books, number one in political biographies, number one in elections, 272 pages. We'll read a little bit from the introduction of her book.
This is a huge loss.
Yes, it is. And welcome to the show, Paul Fromm, from Canada. And I was reading just, you know, like you, Paul and George, I've, you know, watched the life and the career of Phyllis Schlafly for decades. And I was reading up after I learned of her death. She actually has a Canadian history to her, Paul, that I didn't know about. Let me look it up here. Her maiden name is Stuart, a very Scottish name. And she married a gentleman of Swiss ancestry named Schlafly. But let me look up that Stuart connection. Schlafly's great-grandfather, Stuart, a Presbyterian, emigrated from Scotland to New York in 1851 and moved westward through Canada before settling in Michigan. And some more things here on her. She was christened Phyllis McAlpin Stewart. Born and raised in St. Louis during the Depression, her father fell on hard times. Her mother had to work. And Phyllis went to school in a Catholic girls' school. And in her married life and raising her family, she was a Catholic and urged patriots to get active in the Catholic Church. To show you how far back she goes, folks, in 1946, Schlafly became a researcher for the American Enterprise Institute. And she actually ran for Congress as a Republican in 1952.
Oh, my.
We lost Phyllis Schlafly. Her book, though, will carry her work on. And let's listen for a moment to her voice. Here she is in, let me see if I can find it.
How old was she?
92 years old.
Wow. Fantastic.
And this is audio, and we really appreciated how important this was on this show. We got it here on the Trump Phenomenon, how big this event was. On March 11th of 2016, Donald Trump was still contending for the nomination against Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and John Kasich. Two of those people, by the way, Cruz and Kasich, are mentioned in today's column by Pat Buchanan, in which entitled Trump and the Hillary Cons. Points the word there. Trump and the Hillary Cons. And Buchanan is scathing in mentioning Ted Cruz and John Kasich as two shirkers who have not yet endorsed Donald Trump. Buchanan has nothing good to say about either of them. But anyway, Trump was running against Cruz, Rubio. Rubio has endorsed Trump. And Kasich on at that point. And this is the night before the four of them had staged a debate in Detroit, the famous one where Megyn Kelly was trying to damage the Trump campaign. And here they are the next night in the Peabody Opera House in Phyllis Schlafly's hometown of St. Louis, roaring crowd. And we listened to this audio I'm about to play for you. We listened to it on this show and realized its importance. Now let's look back in retrospect at the life of Phyllis Schlafly, and here she is speaking. She's coming out before Donald Trump on the stage.
And founder of the Eagle Forum, Mrs. Phyllis Schlafly.
All right, Brian, ready?
She's coming out on the stage. She looks wonderful, a beautiful smile in her classic red coat that she loved to wear, red dresses and coats. Beautiful golden
hair. All right. Hello, everybody. I know who you came to see and hear, so I'll be quick. I want to welcome the St. Louis crowd. St. Louis is my city. I was born and grew up here, went to college. And went to school and college in St. Louis. And so it's a great city, and I welcome you all. This is the heart of America, and we're happy to welcome a really great American today. I'll tell you about him in a minute. But I want you to meet Donald Trump.
Let me skip forward here just a little bit.
To stand by the Republican platform, because we have the best conservative platform we've ever had, and he endorses it. He will stand by it. He is a real conservative, and I ask you to support him. I've worked on the platform committee so many times, and I think this is our best one, and we want to maintain it. And it's a great statement for conservatives, and it calls for military superiority. You You know, Obama doesn't want us to be superior. He wants to be like everybody else. And I'm confident that Donald Trump will appoint judges like Judge Scalia. That's what we want. So, and I think he has the courage and the energy. You know, I have to have energy for that job. in order to bring some changes and to do what the grassroots want him to do. Because this is a grassroots uprising. We've been following the losers for so long. I was on the floor of the convention when the great Senator Everett Dirksen talked about the kingmakers and said, "We've followed you before and you led us down the road to defeat. But now we've got a guy who's going to lead us to victory." And it's great that he has the endorsement of the best guy in Congress, who's Senator Jeff Sessions, who knows all about the immigration issue. Donald Trump is the one who has made immigration the big issue that it really is, because Obama's trying to change our country. He's trying to fundamentally transform our country, and we don't want him to do it.
All right.
They're ready for him now, and this year, we have the candidate who really will give us a choice, not an echo. So, please give a big St. Louis welcome to Donald J. Trump.
I tell you, we turn the volume down now. Wasn't that wonderful, Paul?
Yeah, that would have been only a few months ago, right?
Yes, that's less than 6 months ago. Donald Trump's giving her a kiss on the cheek and towers over this diminutive woman. My gosh, the last time I saw her was at the Values Voter Summit in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. At Ron Paul's appearance there in the debate at the Value Voters Summit, and she had a red dress on there. That was back in 2008.
Wow, you know, she must have been doing this when she was already desperately sick.
Well, yes, I see the connection you're making. It's less than 6 months ago, and she died of cancer, and she came out on the arms of two gentlemen when she came out. So yes, that wonderful smile. I mean, just a wonderful smile. Will I be as bright and sunny as she was on the stage here when I'm 92? Beautiful, beautiful woman. Yeah, but she probably was suffering already, and that's just a guess. But she has helped out onto the stage. But no weakness in her voice. And so we lost Phyllis Schlafly. That endorsement of Donald Trump was a big, big step on his road to victory. He still had to beat Cruz, Rubio, and Kasich. And the one who was caught by surprise by the Schlafly endorsement was Ted Cruz. And that really, Phyllis Schlafly really cut into the Cruz support when she threw her support to Donald Trump. That's the first thing we'll do is a tribute to Phyllis Schlafly. We'll be talking about her book in future shows. Now, if she were still with us, Phyllis Schlafly would certainly be happy to hear the news of the last couple days. The biggest news, I guess, hard to decide what the biggest news is, probably the polls. There is wonderful news in the political poll front. Now, by the way, you may hear a little. I don't know, Paul. Can you hear the audio of a basement pump running?
It now, sounded like a sort of an 18-wheeler swishing by on the interstate.
Yes. Well, what it is, folks, I had 12 inches of rain at my house about, let's see, 36 hours ago. 12 inches of rain in 2 hours. So once in a while during the show here, you're going to hear my basement sump pump pumping. It's okay. We're dry. The studio's dry, folks. The sump pump's down in a deep hole. But I can't turn that thing off if I want to. You don't want to hear me broadcasting with a snorkel. So once in a while, you'll hear that 18-wheeler sound. That's my one of my sump pumps here in the lavish studio facilities of the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. to explain that mysterious noise. Let's go to those polls. It just makes your heart glad, and Phyllis Schlafly surely would be heartened by these numbers I'm about to give you. Let me find them. Where are they? Comeback numbers. All right, we'll go. Well, here, I've got them all written down. I don't need to look at it on the website. Here are some great numbers. In the CNN poll that came out today, Donald Trump is winning by 2 percentage points. Trump, it's a big, big, big change, folks.
Trump's been points down just a couple weeks ago.
Yep. Trump 45, Clinton 43, Gary Johnson a paltry 7, not going to get him into the debate, and Jill Stein a 2. Now, this is especially important, folks, because the Commission on Presidential Debates, which is going to decide who gets on the stage and is organizing the debates, they have announced their standard for including anyone other than Trump and Clinton. Anyone else, and that means Gary Johnson, has to get 15 points average of 5 polls that they have named. The CNN poll is one of those 5. So here he is, striking out, failing, not even getting half of what he needs in the CNN poll. And this is, they'll probably announce who's going to be in the debate within a week.
So, Gary who?
Gary who doesn't look like he's going to go up on the stage in the debate. Good news. So it will be a cage match. That's what we want, a cage match between the decrepit Hillary Clinton and the roaring, charging Donald Trump. Now,
and who's the green? Jill who?
Yeah, Jill Stein. Well, now, interestingly, Jill Stein, she put up a tweet talking about how sick Hillary is, and she pulled the tweet down. But very interesting, she did put up a tweet. Now, this is significant because Jill Stein is a medical doctor. And so, you know, doctors have eyes to see things the rest of us miss, and she's seeing how sick Hillary Clinton is. And Jill Stein said you ought to just get out of the race.
And also on the good news front, a man who is finally showing how to deal with drug dealers is the new president of the Philippines, Mr. Duterte. And Obama and others have been wagging their fingers at him because he takes a pretty hardcore approach to drug dealers. He has given his police carte blanche to hunt them down, and if they resist, to shoot them. The Philippine police have killed 1,900 of these parasites in the last 2 months. And when Obama intervened or sent him a nasty letter or something, Duterte called him... The papers translated as a son of a bitch, but
I think it's son of a whore.
Son of a whore, yeah. So Obama's not going to meet with Duterte, which I'm sure will break Duterte's heart. But here's another leader in the Donald Trump mold who's kicking ass.
Yeah. And his mother actually was a whore.
You're right. Duterte wasn't even overstating the case.
Just being very clinical in his language there. We've got a break here, folks. We'll be back right after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound?
We're back, folks. And just on that last note, Duterte, the Filipino leader who was shot, my gosh, has hunted down and killed 1,900 drug dealers in the Philippines. That's wonderful, Paul.
Yeah, that's a real, you know, they're taking it seriously. And drugs have have just devastated a number of countries in Asia. China in the old days of opium was ruined. The Negro... many Negro ghettos in the United States are just ravaged by drugs, Duterte, Rodrigo Duterte, the president of the newly elected president of the Philippines, had seen that in his own country, and he had been mayor for a long time of Davao, which is in the south, close to where the Muslim insurgency is, and he'd always taken a really tough line, and he cleaned that city up, and now he's trying to do that to the nation. And this is what he said: "You must be respectful. Do not throw away questions and statements. You son of a whore! I will curse you at that forum." This is what he said to Obama, because he didn't want a bit of public tongue lashing from Obama. "We will be wallowing in the pig like muds if you do that to me." So he's not going to put up with any crap from Obama.
Yeah, well, his son of a whore, maybe kind of clinical. I don't want to dwell on this too long, but I'm looking at a page here entitled obamasrealfather.com. And this is not disputed, folks. Ann Dunham, Stanley Ann Dunham, they expected a boy, and so they, when a girl was born, they just kept the name Stanley. Stanley Ann Dunham, Obama's mother, was having an affair with Frank Marshall Davis, a communist leader and a porno photographer.
And a Negro.
And a Negro. And she posed for him. There are all these, here are the things. Racy photos of Barack Obama's mother, Ann Dunham, have recently surfaced in vintage, fetish, and bondage magazines. The photos taken at Frank Marshall Davis's house in Honolulu appeared in Bizarre Life, Exotique, Secret Pleasures, and Battling Babes. They help illustrate the intimate relationship between Dunham and Frank Marshall Davis, who is a big communist. In his biography, what is the title of his biography? I certainly didn't read it. Something of My Father. He talks about, yeah, Dreams from My Real Father. Wow. Wait a minute. That he mentions the fact that Frank Marshall Davis was his mentor, and he regularly visited Davis. So there you go. Barack Hussein Obama Sr. may not even be the father of Barack Hussein Jr. Anyway, let's go on to the good news here, and then let's tie that to Hillary. Of course, Hillary has joined herself at the hip with Obama, so let them both go down in flames together, joined at the hip.
Yeah. Sounds rather kinky.
Well, you know, the Clintons are pretty kinky, aren't they? I mean, their story sounds a lot like pages out of Bizarre Life, Exotique, or Secret Pleasures. That is the life of Bill Clinton. And anyway, let's go back to these polls. Real good news. The CNN poll, Trump's in first place by 2 points. Out today also is the Reuters poll. Trump is ahead by 1 point in the Reuters poll. A couple of days ago was the Rasmussen poll. Trump is ahead by 1 point, 40-39. In that Reuters poll, Trump is ahead 40-39 also. And
Jamie, are those are they specific enough to know, is it just a nationwide poll, or are they specific enough to know state by state? Because it would be possible to win the general poll but still lose in the electoral poll.
Yes. Let's answer that question right after this break. See you in a couple minutes, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Velvet.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. And what I love is someone bright enough to see.
And let's get to answering Paul Fromm's question. Can you win the popular vote and lose in the Electoral College? You certainly can. But here's more good news, Paul.
No, I realize that you can. I was just wondering if these polls have apportioned the vote, so we know it's ahead in the crucial states.
They've done better than that. They've actually done polling state by state. So, and here's the good news. In Ohio, Trump is way up. In Virginia, he's way up. In Pennsylvania, he's up. In New Hampshire, he's up. In Florida, he's up. In the battleground states, Trump is rising along with these other polls. He is doing very well. So everything is good on all fronts here. And I want to go to another good front here. By the way, I just might, you know, just as a truth and advertising disclosure, I'm related to Stanley Ann Dunham. Oh, no, please. My Ancestry.com research has shown she's a sixth cousin to Wild Bill Hickok, who you'll remember he died holding a dead man's hand. George, you or Paul know what the dead man's hand is?
No, I know it's something in poker, but...
Yep, five-card stud. George, the dead man's hand, aces and eights. He had a pair of aces and a pair of eights when he was shot in what's now called Deadwood, South Dakota. And but I'm a cousin of Wild Bill Hickok, and Stanley Ann Dunham's a cousin. And if you're a cousin of, if two people are the cousin to the same person, well, you're cousins. So I don't want to research it too much further than that. But actually, in the shame of her cavorting with people like Frank Davis and Barack Obama and so on, the other blacks that she cavorted with, is that she actually had very noble ancestry. Just, you know, took her life to hell in a handcart. The let us see. Here we go. More on the good news front. Hillary Clinton is coming unglued. Let's listen to her coming unglued. This is the big story from yesterday. Her appearance. Donald Trump was in Cleveland. She was in Cleveland. Trump participated in the Cleveland Labor Day Parade. She declined to do that. We'll find out why in a moment here. Listen to her. Here she is having a 4 minute long coughing fit. Let me find it here. Let me see if I've got it. Here it is. I've got two coughing fits. One in her airplane, and here's the coughing fit at her event. She's outdoors. Let's listen to Hillary Clinton yesterday. Some of you may have already heard this on the news. Here she is. She is one sick woman. Jill Stein's got it right.
Excuse me. Also, two other great members of Congress, Tim Ryan and Joyce Beatty. And your mayor, thanks to Mayor Jackson, and I hope that Ohio will send Ted Strickland to the Senate. Now, behind me are some of the great labor leaders of our country. Randy Weingarten, Lee Saunders, Rich Trumka. I'm proud to be on the same stage with them.
Oh my gosh.
Because they're always fighting.
Folks, for working. This goes on, folks, for 4 full minutes. And, you know, Tim Kaine is sitting behind her looking like, please, let me find a rock to hide under. You know, she's coming unglued right before my eyes. Let's go to the same Hillary Clinton on her plane. She now has a plane like Donald Trump. And she hasn't given a press conference in about 300 days. So she has the press corps on her plane. So she walks to the back of the plane thinking she can get off what looks like a press conference. It's not. She just walks to the back of the plane and agrees to talk to the press for a question or two. Well, she couldn't make it through a single question. Here she is on her plane.
Are they, right? I often quote a great saying that I learned from living in Arkansas a lot of years. If you find a turtle on a fence post, it didn't get there by accident. I think it's quite intriguing that this activity has happened around the time Trump became the nominee. And look, he very early on allied himself with Putin's policies. I mean, to pull out of NATO, for goodness sakes, right? And he furthermore has praised Putin. He seems to have this bizarre attraction to dictators, including Putin. He won't tell us where he owes $650 million. There's a lot of rumors about that. And he has, made it clear that he doesn't particularly care whether Putin and the intelligence services attack American institutions. So, get some water.
Yep.
Thank you. Thanks. Excuse me.
Well, that was Hillary Clinton per press conference there aboard her new campaign plane, interrupted by a coughing fit, the second coughing fit that she's had today. This press conference, the first...
So there you go. I mean, she is a very sick person. And on Joe Scarborough's Morning with Joe, Morning Joe program, Scarborough, who's really no friend of Trump, I would call him a neocon Republican like Paul Ryan. He actually was so fascinated with his coughing fit over the objections of his co-host Brzezinski's daughter, who was wincing when Scarborough insisted on running the tape over and over and over again. He said, look, there's something, she's coughing something up into her glass of water, and some big green thing appeared to come out of her mouth into her cup of water, and he kept showing it. Over and over again, like 10 times, Scarborough was fascinated with this. What's coming out of her throat into her water? Now, all America saw this. So as we head into the debates and as Trump is rising in the polls and, America is seeing a very sick woman. And so all is looking really good in this regard. More good news. The things are really unraveling for Clinton. Her top aide, Huma Abedin, is married to Anthony Weiner of Weiner fame.
Is this a dirty joke?
No, we got green things coming up in the glass. We got Anthony Weiner's Weiner.
We've got a wiener and a child. I mean, honestly, goodness.
We've got the son of a whore. I'll tell you what, this is a colorful campaign.
you couldn't make this up, Jamie. If you wrote this as a novel, your publisher would send it back. This is not possible.
Yeah. Right. He would send it back to you saying that, you gotta knock off that stuff. And Anthony Weiner is now being investigated by social services, child protective services, I think in Boston, for having an infant son on the bed with him while he was displaying his Anthony Weiner. And oh my gosh, that's the good news we have, George and Paul. It's really looking good as we get into the stretch here. What is it left, George? 61 days, 62 days?
62
days. Let me just take a look and see whether we have some callers here that want to get in on this. Alan in Chicago, you're on the air.
Good evening, James, Paul, and George. I wanted to also give you guys something in the good news category. If you guys would go and watch the video of Donald Trump's speech at Bishop Wayne T. Jackson's church in Detroit.
Yes.
He had a phenomenal speech, and afterwards the pastor asked him to come to the podium. You could see Donald Trump didn't know what he was talking about. And the pastor had purchased a prayer shawl from Jerusalem, and he and his wife had prayed over it and fasted over it, and he put it over Donald Trump's shoulder, and you could see the bishop was getting emotional, and he really loved Donald Trump, and Donald Trump put his arm around him. And then this is where I want to go to Paul when he asks about Reuters. Now you have to go to InfoWars to hear this, but you can hear live on the mic the director is telling the cameraman, this is too good, we can't let this go out, cut the feed. And the cameraman says, I'll take a pay cut, this is too good. And then somebody overrode him and said, blackout. And they cut the camera, and it completely goes to a blackout. And all the other television stations were paying for the feed off of Reuters. So everything went dead. But it was too good, they said, to show that there was unity with Donald Trump in Detroit. And that he, Dr. Ben Carson was there. Detroit loved him. And the media was going crazy trying to figure out how to spin this. So Reuters is totally in the tank, and it's unbelievable to watch him and hear him tell him to cut the live feed.
Wow.
You have to go to InfoWars to hear it. It's on YouTube, but InfoWars has it. Somebody must have been standing close with a cell phone, and you can hear the earpiece of the cameraman, and you can hear the director telling him to cut it, cut it, cut it, and then somebody overrode that director and told him to black it out if he wants to keep his job.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. It's interesting that you mentioned this, Alan, there in Chicago. We've noticed, you know, I mentioned some shows back that I couldn't find the atrocity pictures, photographs that were very prominent. There were thousands of them in Google Images just a year and a half ago when Paul Fromm was doing his first tour of South Africa in preparation for the South African Truth book that he's preparing now. Those pictures were all over the place. So I had to go into Google Images, just type in South African farm murders. And bingo, there were thousands of them there. They're gone. They're gone a year and a half later. A picture here, a picture there. And somewhat ambiguous, the pictures. What you have instead is page after page of pictures of farms, crops. You type in South African farm murders, and you get pictures of peaceful farms, bushes with, you know, plants growing on them. So somebody has by hand gone in and deleted what was in Google. I just now, while we were talking about Stanley Ann Dunham posing nude in Exotique magazine for Frank Davis, I'm looking at a term now. I just searched on Google. Stanley Ann Dunham poses nude, Exotique, Frank Davis. Here's what Google tells me. Your search did not match any documents.
Wow.
So here's what's happening. Google, and this is a tremendous story in itself. If Google does what it appears to be it's doing, that is, it goes down the route of the Ministry of Truth described in George Orwell's 1984, then they have cut our people off from information. They've cut us off from the reality of Stanley Dunham's life, the reality of the South African farm murders, and what we risk there, Paul. Then we, those of us in the alternative media, the Patriot media, we become the last, you know, the last hope, the last repository of truth.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody else, you know, our good, you know, friends and neighbors, they're out there Googling things, you know, Google this, Google that, and nothing comes up. South African farm murders, there's nothing there. Pictures of nice farms. Okay, moving on. Apparently, Kelso and Fromm and George have nothing there. That's all a hoax. And
James, I've heard that already. This has been a few years that the people that make the books for colleges and high schools, they've already found archived photos that they, when they reprint the books, they're photos that are cropped or changed or totally edited in the new books that have nothing to do. So they've been doing this already in history books, like you said, on the internet. And we really need, people have been saying, when you get things like this, you need to make screenshots, archives, because they're just purging YouTube and I don't know if Bing and the other ones are as far as bad as Google, but I think we really need to make an effort now. Everybody, anything that's important needs to be archived.
Right. And, you know, in the case of the Google images of the South African farm murders, you know, what do we have to rely on here? In my case, just my memory. You know, thank goodness I remember a year and a half ago looking at those pictures, and now they're gone. I want to look at them again. They're gone. And, of course, there are many more pictures because there have been many more farm murders in that year and a half. Being a white farmer in South Africa is probably the most dangerous activity on earth, if, in terms of your, you, the life of your family and yourself.
Didn't George the other night say that he had found them, that they're they are available, but you have to search? But I think you've hit the nail on the head about this. There are efforts to hide and play down just how bad it is, and it's up to us to keep that material out there.
Yeah. If I go into Google Images, I'll do that during this break, and we'll come back to some more calls. And thank you, Alan, for calling in.
Thank you.
We'll be right back after this break.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. And during the break, I did that search in Google Images, farm murders in South Africa. And they're not, the pictures, I should correct myself a little bit, they're not all gone. The wall-to-wall display of these pictures of murdered farmers and their families in South Africa is gone. And there are mixed in, so there are some authentic pictures in here. And so it hasn't gone all the way. But, you know, there are pictures here of, you know, like there's a guy sleeping in a sleeping bag. It has nothing to do with anything. People drinking beer in a cafe, nothing to do with anything. There's a picture here under South African farm murders. There's a picture of a, like a gag picture of a, like a fox at a rifle with dead rabbits and shooting at rifles, like some kind of a gag picture. Here's a picture of beautiful farm fields, have nothing to do with anything. And pictures of South African scenery, crops. Here's a vineyard. But there are some pictures, but not what there was, not what was there a year and a half ago. Anyway, the let's go to some more of the news of what's happened in the last 24 hours. Let's go to we'll return to our opening theme, which is the new book from Phyllis Schlafly. We'll talk about that a little bit. And meanwhile, we've got a call from Jeff in Chicago. Jeff, you also are in Chicago, and you're on the air.
Hello, James, George, and Polly. I just want to quickly reiterate that I said a week or two ago that this election will be over the morning after that first debate on the 26th. However, we cannot let our guard down because the traitorous news media are going to double down, and they're going to do everything. They're going to pull out all the stops against Mr. Trump. But the worm has turned. And now these coughing fits with Hillary, I just saw a montage earlier, and with this latest one yesterday. I mean, she might not even make it to the first debate. I mean, this is bad. It's bad.
Jeff, very good point. And Jeff, let me squeeze something in real quick before we run out of time.
Sure.
I want to steer the audience for your reading after the show. Make sure you look up Pat Buchanan's latest column, Trump and the Hillary Cons. He wrote this the day before Phyllis Schlafly died, and it's a tribute. The column is uncanny. Uncanny. It's a tribute to Phyllis Schlafly and a salute to her. He says, in 1964, Phyllis Schlafly of Alton, Illinois, mother of six, wrote and published a slim volume entitled A Choice, Not an Echo.
Yeah.
And then he goes on to about her. She stopped the ERA, the Equal Rights Amendment, pretty much single-handedly.
That was almost the motto of the Goldwater campaign: "A choice, not an echo." She was immensely influential.
Right. And she's got this new book, "The Conservative Case for Trump," written at age 92. But here's what Buchanan says. He says, "What does conservatism mean in 2016?" Upon what ideas and issues, principles, and policies do conservatives still agree? Now, skip down because we're going to run out of time. It's a wonderful column. Take a look at it. We'll talk about it a little more tomorrow.
You know, James, can I say what I think conservatism should mean?
We're going to run out of time. Jeff, we're out of time. We've got music. The music has descended upon Paul, Kelso, and George. Here's We Say Goodnight from the Trump Phenomenon. We'll see you again tomorrow night, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. See you then.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's N-U-M-A-N.
NNARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.